We're approaching the second Sunday after Easter, Misericordias Domini, which from ancient times has been known as Good Shepherd Sunday, no doubt because the gospel reading for the day from John 10 began with the words, "I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." This morning we would ponder for a couple minutes that same picture as it is seen in David's 23rd Psalm. I invite you to open your supplement to page 36, where we can read it together. This time we will sing the antiphons, but read together the psalm. My shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. Because it is such a favorite, it's easy to walk by without a thought, as we often walk by the trophy case in the hallway. But when we look at the psalm, one thing we notice is that the Lord, the shepherd, is the one who occupies the center of the stage. The word sheep is not even mentioned in the entire psalm. How this goes against the grain in our age, when people are much more apt to search themselves and ask, who wants to be a sheep? Who wants to live on a diet of grass? The diet of wolves and bears looks much more attractive. Fresh meat. So what if we have to hunt a few of our friends? And the wild berries look good too. In fact, to many, it is rather laughable to be satisfied with a pasture, even of luxuriant green grass. Of course, wolves and bears appreciate refreshing water too, just like sheep do. But who wants to be led to it? Many would say that you are not fulfilled as a person if you do not find it for yourself. And our flesh says, yeah. Yes, the world envies the calm security of the master's sheep, and how the sheep have refreshment and rest even in troublesome times. But when they find out what the food and water are, not just physical food and drink, although God surely does give daily bread, but he gives daily bread to all, even to those who are not his sheep. His sheep, however, are those who receive the gospel, the good news of forgiveness, peace with God, and eternal life through the doing and dying of the Good Shepherd. That is the food that restores our soul, brings us to life when we were dead in trespasses and sins. When we look around us, we can see that without the green pastures and restful waters to which the shepherd leads, people find no peace, whether things go well or poorly for them. But the Lord's flock has peace, whether things go well or poorly for them. They do not have to say, happiness is being single, or happiness is being married, or even happiness is being a senior. In every condition, in sickness, in health, in poverty's veil, or abounding in wealth, at home and abroad, on the land, on the sea, the Lord, the Almighty, their strength e'er shall be. In the land of Palestine, water was sometimes so scarce that the shepherds would fight over the good watering holes. Well, our shepherd fought death, hell, and the devil, laid down his own life and took it up again to assure us of the refreshing water of life in the midst of the troubles and the hot spots of this life. Yes, even in the valley of the shadow of death. There's very little in this life that does not carry with it the shadow of death, is there? Sickness, sorrow, tears, heat, cold, hunger, thirst. Every day brings us one step closer to death. Yet in all of this, it remains only a shadow, now that our shepherd has risen and he is with us. There is no valley so deep or dark, but that we see the footprints of one who went there before us. Yes, and who still goes alongside. The footprints are his. His rod and staff guide and protect us. We may be often tempted to trust in man's words and ways, constitutions, organizations, to maintain the truth of salvation. But God's word alone is able to do that. The comfort of the Lord's rod and staff is so complete that David pictures himself as a guest at a great banquet. He admits that he still has enemies in this life. But surely, this is not how the world would face such an enemy. The world looks to walls and weapons. When the flock of God is caught without such things, the world sees the sheep as a poor and miserable lot. But still, the world cries out for meaning in life, while the sheep know exactly how they fit in through their relationship with the central figure, the eternal shepherd, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, who puts more on their table than any enemy, even death, can take away. David once retreated from Jerusalem, pursued by his rebellious son Absalom and his army. Many in our day feel themselves pursued by misfortune and ruin, not to mention the cops. And many others are in pursuit of happiness, as we heard earlier this week. But David sees the shepherd's own sheep pursued by goodness and mercy. They can't avoid it. It will catch them as long as they are his sheep. Goodness and mercy follow them. So whether there is trouble in the Middle East or all over the world, his name is the same as he proclaimed to Moses, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands, and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. This Lord is your shepherd. You shall lack nothing with him. We sing hymn 783.